WBEZ's Nonprofit Spotlight is supported by UChicago Medicine, providing expert primary and urgent care with locations throughout Chicagoland. Their walk-in urgent care locations offer a variety of services for adults and kids 7 days a week. No appointment needed. And for the visits that can wait a day or two, flexible hours and online scheduling make it possible to find a primary care provider partner. Learn more at uchicagomedicine.org.
How does AI even work? Where does creativity come from? What's the secret to living longer? TED Radio Hour explores the biggest questions with some of the world's greatest thinkers. They will surprise, challenge, and even change you. Listen to NPR's TED Radio Hour wherever you get your podcasts.
Is the new Chicago Board of Education trying to buy out the head of Chicago Public Schools? CPS CEO Pedro Martinez has been holding on to his position despite a power struggle between Martinez and Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson. But time's running short. I'm Sasha Ann Simons, and this is Reset. For more, we turn to WBEZ education reporter Sarah Karp. The latest effort, it seems, to remove CPS CEO Pedro Martinez is a buyout. So I started by asking her to catch us up and just remind us why there's this big push to get rid of Martinez. Here's Sarah.
So this all started during the summer when the school district was in the process of passing its budget. And at the time, Pedro Martinez and the CPS team were proposing some minimum cuts, but also, you know, did not include in the budget some things that they knew that they were going to pay for. For example, teacher raises that were being negotiated with the Chicago Teachers Union contract. And at the time, the mayor said, you know, he doesn't want cuts. He's very strong on that. He doesn't want, you know, fewer teachers or aides in schools, and that he wanted the school district to consider taking out a loan, a $300 million loan, in order to, you know, pay for all these different expenses. And Pedro Martinez basically said, no, that's fiscally irresponsible. So this discussion has sort of erupted into a all-out power struggle between the mayor and CPS CEO Martinez. And, you know, at the moment, just right at this moment, right now, the mayor completely controls CPS, CPS's board. And so he, you know, he's been trying to push him out, and there's been a whole bunch of drama around there.
Yeah. So Martinez rejected the buyout.
From what we've heard from, you know, from his attorney and from sources, is that he rejected the buyout, and that he wants, as he said all along, you know, this is a man who grew up in Chicago, who said that running Chicago Public Schools is his dream job, and that he wants to keep his job, and that at the moment, as far as we know, he's yet to accept the buyout.
Mm-hmm. So this was a months-long battle. I mean, is there a certain urgency right now, Sarah?
Well, there's several urgencies. One of the things is that coming up in January, in mid-January, there's going to be, for the first time ever, a partly elected, partly appointed board. Now, the mayor will still maintain control because he still gets to appoint 11 people. And there's also some other people who are aligned with sort of his the Chicago Teachers Union, which he's aligned with. So he'll still maintain control, but there'll be some people on the board that will be more independent. So whatever he wants done, if he wants Martinez to be pushed out, it might get a little harder.
Mm-hmm.
The second thing is that the Chicago Teachers Union has been negotiating a contract since April. Their former contract expired at the end of June, and they would like to get their contract done before the new board takes over. And so there's that urgency that they want to land a deal before then. They also say that they don't want their contract to be in flux when President Donald Trump takes office, because they see him and his policies as a threat to some of the things that they are wanting to do in Chicago. And they think that their contract can protect the school district and the kids from some of the policies of Donald Trump. Mm-hmm. So that's what they say. But there's also, you know, this thing that if they don't get it done by mid-January, then they have to deal with a board that might not be completely supportive of them. And then also in February, they can strike. They could go on strike. So there's a bunch of legal processes.
Oh, wow.
That have to take place before they can go on strike. But right now, they've started that process. And come February, if they don't have a contract and if they really are feeling like they can't do it, they could go on strike.
Mm-hmm. Now, on Monday, more than 670 CPS principals and assistant principals, they released a letter and they were showing support for Martinez. They called on the Board of Ed to keep him in his position. Now, 670 is about two-thirds of all principals and assistant principals in the district, Sarah, which is a lot of support. Has the letter had any sway, though, in the mayor's office?
You know, not as far as we can tell. I mean, when he was asked about it a couple days ago, he said, sort of shrugged it off, and that he doesn't think much of it.
Interesting.
I'd like to follow up with him and be like, well, you don't think much of that, But he's saying that it doesn't have much sway.
Yeah. But, I mean, what does it tell you that there's this push to remove Martinez on his end, but it's out of line with the wishes of the majority of the district's principals and assistant principals?
You know, what it tells me is that there's a lot of different levels to this, and that, you know, that right now there has been stability in Chicago Public Schools. I mean, we've gone through a number of CEOs over the last like 10 years. Like, you know, it's been every other year, every 3 years, we get a new CEO for one reason or another, from resignations to, you know, the Fed, you know, indicting people to a whole bunch of different reasons. Mm-hmm. And there's stability right now. And I think that the school leaders, you know, they mentioned this in their letter, that they really like the stability of having Pedro Martinez, and that, you know, one thing that you can say is that Martinez has been helped by having the federal COVID money on hand, so which is $2.8 million, and that's running out this year.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, I should say $2.8 billion, and that's running out this year. But from the perspective of school leaders, I mean, they have, for, you know, maybe the first time in, you know, as long as I can remember, pretty decent school budgets, and pretty, you know, the money that they might want in order to do what they feel like they need to do. So I think that they look at that and they say, well, why make a change when we feel like things are going pretty well?
Right. I mean, well, could the interim board find another route to oust Pedro Martinez? I think that's the question here.
Sure. They could fire him.
They could fire him.
Right, they could fire him. They could just fire him for cause, or they could fire him without cause. There are different ramifications for either way in his contract. If they fire him without cause, his contract allows him to stay on for 6 months, which is not, I don't think, what they really want. Mm-hmm. If they really want him out, they probably want him out. It's complicated, though, firing him for cause, because there's not like some big cause that they can immediately point to. There are
right.
some things that they've definitely indicated that they don't think that he's done well.
Hmm. Be interesting to see what happens there. Well, we'll leave it there for now. That's WBEZ education reporter Sarah Karp. Thank you for checking in.
This episode was produced, edited, and mixed by Meha Ahmed and Ari Mejia. If you found this conversation informative and important, well, consider subscribing and leaving us a rating. It helps other listeners find us. Really, it does. I'm Sasha Ann Simons. Thank you so much for listening. Have a good day, and we'll talk again soon.
My name is Donald. I live on the southeast side of Chicago. I support WBEZ because of the balanced reporting and covering so much about an issue, as opposed to just the few seconds that you may hear on most other news outlets. It matters to me to hear the story more completely.